The Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106.
Hi there, I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Morning.
Story that's getting some attention today, aside from obviously the biggest story, is the mass shooting in the U.S. And we just don't want to talk about it.
No.
I just don't. We've had enough bad news over the last few months that we don't want to focus on it. But this one is getting some attention because it's kind of funny. So a guy quit, right? Andreas Flatin. Gave his 2 weeks notice in November at Walker Luxury Auto Works in Peachtree City, Georgia.
Wow. So normally you hear about these stories, they're like, oh, the guy probably pooped on his boss's desk or something.
Right? Yeah, like a big dramatic, you know, quitting.
Kind of the reverse, except no poop.
He just gave his notice. He was respectful. Yeah. He said, thanks for everything. But the owner of the company was so upset, he put his hands on his head, walked out, disappeared for like an hour.
Huh?
All right? They still owed him $915 worth of work. Like, pay.
Uh-huh.
Never sent it to him. So he wound up calling the Georgia Department of Labor to say, hey, these guys owe me some cash, right? Like, what they owe me. It's what's mm-hmm. right. So they delivered his final paycheck on Friday, which is why this is in the news now, by dumping 500 pounds of pennies covered in oil on his driveway.
Covered in oil?
With a note that said, F you.
Wow.
500 pounds of the pennies covered in oil.
Now, it seems to make sense when you hear about this. Because Andreas quit his job because he said it was a toxic work environment. So I can see he's probably right.
Now,
so he shoveled the pennies into his garage. He's working on cleaning the oil off so he can cash them in. But what a piece of garbage.
Yeah, that boss is a real dick.
It's Andreas guy. Sounds like a pretty good guy. If he's just, oh, well, I'll clean him and roll him.
Well, he's unemployed now, I guess.
Because I was going to say, like, he still paid him. We talked about this, like, the other day. Ever someone that's giving, imagine someone gave you $1 million in dimes, would you still take it? You'd be like,
if it was rolled, I might. Yeah.
Oh, if it was rolled, sure.
Yeah.
But you'd have time if you.
Yeah. It's true. If you.
Yeah, I guess. I had a boss once not pay me in pennies, but make some ridiculous comments when I gave notice because he was really upset.
Yes.
That I gave notice to a job that he was paying me one third probably what he should have been paying me for. And he said to me, I'm not going to say who or where, but he said, we'll see where you are in 5 years and where I am in 5 years.
Oh, one of those.
But he was this, like, he's the.
He owned all the radio stations,
and now a bunch. And I was like, I'm pretty sure you're going to be doing better than me.
Regardless.
So, and we've made peace since, and we're fine. We're good. But at the time, I was like, yeah, you got that one. No one's arguing with
just
you about
keep
that.
Keep that in your pocket. You win every argument.
Yeah, you got me.
Rich guy.
But that's the only bad, the weird sort of boss situation I've had with quitting. Or getting fired.
I got fired over the phone. But
you did.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
No.
Long time ago.
It saved me a trip.
I got fired in
assembly line?
An assembly line of firings where they made.
Oh, right, yeah.
They fired 12 of us in the building. It's just a money saving thing, and but they made appointments like 15 minutes apart.
It's terrible.
And we all figured out within like 6 seconds. Oh, I guess we're all getting fired tomorrow. So.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, I'm sure you've heard that the city of Ottawa is likely heading back into the red zone starting next week. Restaurants obviously a little wary of that because after you implement more restrictive seating limits, they say that
the gyms
in the red zone, the bigger restaurants are hurt more than the smaller ones because the smaller ones are already only allowing a few people in anyway.
I guess, yeah. So, hurts them all, though.
Yeah. A team in Vancouver at the BC Cancer Institute developing a rapid COVID breath test. And they say it could deliver results in as quickly as a minute. So the test was initially for detecting lung cancer, and then they were surprised when they saw the results with COVID. You just have to breathe into a small tube,
like
a breathalyzer kind of thing.
And
so far they've only tested it on 300 people, but it seems to work pretty good. So
all right.
That would be a lot easier. The obligatory, are you feeling sluggish from the time change story comes now. So there's a sleep consultant. Her name's Desiree Russell. And she says it's normal to feel that way, of course, because she's a sleep consultant.
Yeah.
She says self-discipline is part of adjusting to a new routine. Imagine that. She recommends creating a less stimulating environment at night. She says She says you should turn out the lights when you want to sleep.
Okay, I couldn't even read it. Very, very standard consultant advice there.
She says you shouldn't use your phone like just before bed and don't drink coffee and stuff. What's it like to have a job where you say the same thing every day?
That same obvious thing?
Same obvious thing
that everyone is not known. An idiot, doesn't know.
Like since I was a child.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What's it like not being able to fall asleep? That must be awful.
Yeah.
It is.
Insomnia, terrible. Yeah, for sure.
Just tossing and turning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally asleep like before
it's amazing.
I think I want it's time to sleep.
Most nights I am, for sure.
That is proof. I read a study that is proof that you are sleep deprived on a big level. Because say it should take you at least 7 minutes to fall to sleep. Totally.
Yeah.
Seven minutes. Yeah, is what they say.
Well, I'm definitely asleep. Look at my face.
True.
But if you if you time yourself, you're just going to keep yourself awake.
No, I know that. I thought that too. I'm like, well, who's timing themselves?
All right.
I call BS on your study. Well, the Ottawa Senators lost, albeit in the shootout to Vancouver 3-2 yesterday. Great news, though. The Winnipeg Jets won. They beat Montreal 4-3 in overtime. Leafs don't play until tomorrow. Another loss for the Raptors. Norman Powell did okay. He scored a career-high 43 points, but Raptors lost 116-112 to the Pistons. Jays lost to the Yankees 1-0 yesterday. Weather-wise, should clear up this morning. Kind of windy, high of +5. Then tomorrow, sunny, only +2. But when spring gets here on Saturday, the temperatures
it's all gonna get better.
Start to change. It like arrives at 5:31 in the morning or something like that. So it's going to be sunny and 10 on Saturday and sunny and 13 on Sunday. So that's nice. Right now it's 2. And that's the latest.
Biggs and Barr.
Hey, it's us. We got some Dougie Line calls coming up. And what did we say we're going to talk about next? We're just talking
names.
About a few things. Oh, right.
Ah, yeah.
Ridiculous names in the March Madness tournament, which is always enjoyable.
There's one that's just very silly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So that's on the way.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Biggs and Barr Show. How you doing?
Pretty good.
So March Madness starts this weekend?
Today.
Today, yeah.
Today it starts.
It starts on a Thursday, right?
Usually one of my favorite times of the year. This year, I have zero interest.
Not really feeling it, eh?
Yeah, normally we do like a pool because I have no interest in basketball anyway, but I just pick teams based on their nicknames.
Yeah.
Because I like the nicknames. They're great. But we didn't even do it this year.
No.
Because it's...
I don't think anybody cares.
Be minimal to no fans. Yeah. It's a dumb year.
And college sports is all about the fans. Like they it's make true. It 10 times. Mm-hmm. Nuts. Even more than the pros. But we always love Jamie being a big fan of mascots, team names, and player names that are ridiculous.
So this is the list of the 26 best player names.
Best player names.
And some of them are like just normal names, but like there's...
But sweet sports names? Like some of them are good sports names?
Like Rocket Watts?
Yeah, that is a great
name. There's good ones like Clyde Trapp and Blake Seacat.
Coltrane Washington?
That's a pretty great name for an athlete,
Mitch Lightfoot?
Yeah. What about Kofi Cockburn?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's Cockburn's a pretty popular last name.
No, I know.
I used to work with a guy whose last name was...
He was Cockcroft.
Yeah, whatever, either one.
Yeah, different.
Same thing.
What about the guy under him?
Oh, a cock a cock?
Yeah.
Sorry?
A-K-O-K, A-K-O-K. That's his name. They say it's pronounced
cock.
A cook?
That's not pronounced a cook.
No.
No.
A cock a cock?
A cock a cock?
I know why he made the list.
Sure.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But just go with one. Just be a cock.
Just one?
Yeah. Just one. Well, it's the same name. Like,
different cultures, though, right?
Well, for sure. But I'm not knocking anything about it. I'm just, no one's going to say both. Like, if my name is Chris, would you guys call me Chris?
We would.
Well, for sure you would. But most people just be like, oh, that's Chris.
My wife went to school with a guy named Michael.
Michael. I knew a Colin Collins. Like, what are you doing, parents?
Colin Collins?
You clearly know your last name is Collins. Yeah. Why are you naming your son Collins?
You just set your kid up for a life of hardship.
Colin Collins. Right. And she was a real estate agent in town, so she had signs up all the time, and you'd always go, oh, that's Colin Collins' mom. Always. You're always reminded of
that. Maybe it was a great strategy. It was a marketing strategy in her terms.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, a lot of these names, this is done by an American website, so a lot of these names are just like, well, that's a funny name. Like, we don't...
That's not a typical American name that we're used to down here.
Right, right.
Like Jonathan Chamwachua. Like,
that's just fine. Different.
It's just different.
This is a different culture.
So they put these in the best thing.
That's not as funny.
No, I don't find that funny.
No.
What about Isaiah Poor Bear Chandler? That's not a nickname.
Oh, that's his name.
That's his name.
Poor Bear Chandler?
Poor Bear Chandler.
Probably of indigenous descent of some sort.
Maybe. Yeah. That would make sense then. Yeah, so that's not really that funny either.
No.
So it's just a cock-a-cock.
Yeah, cock-a-cock.
That's really the only kind of funny one.
Yeah.
But where that guy came from, it's probably not funny at all.
No, it's
very
not.
Legal, right?
No, it's not. But, I mean, the translation of it is... I hope it's not literal.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I don't.
No, you probably have a hard time running.
Don't think it is.
If you had one on top of, like, one-on-one, is there... Never mind. There's no way to explain it without... being graphic.
All right.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The Ducky Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Ducky Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-DUCKY.
Mr. James.
Yes.
What are you bringing to the old Ducky table today?
Well, we got a few here. Obviously, whatever. I was trying to think of something cool to say, and I couldn't. We'll start with a short one, okay?
You know, ever since I can recall, I've always taken my foot away when I drop something sharp, but for some reason I didn't today, and I got a knife in my toe. Not that bad, though.
I think it is.
I know what he means. So normally you drop a knife, that foot gets out of there real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or anything. Even a fork. Ah!
Really? Yeah. On the odd time, because I have hardwood floors in my kitchen, so if you drop something like that, you're going to take a chunk out of them. So I have, on occasion, stuck my foot in front of it to stop it from taking a chunk out of the floor.
Yeah, my first reaction.
My foot will heal, the wood won't.
Yeah. Always just try to lessen the fall for some reason, like knock it down my foot. I'm never a foot out of the way guy.
Well, when I had tile, I didn't really care that much. I'd be like, what?
Get that out of there. Maybe it's from dropping my cell phone so many times and trying to kick it before it hits the ground.
Just pushing it a bit.
The old hacky sack stall. Yeah. Like, you know, whoosh.
I did it actually getting out of my car yesterday.
Really?
It tumbled out of my grip, whatever, bounced off my leg, and I put my foot out and caught it right on the floor of my foot. I was like, yeah.
And you looked around to see if there was
no one
watching.
I was by myself. I was like, but I did the old, like out loud. I was like, I'm a psycho. All right, yeah, don't catch knives with your feet.
All right.
Tip one.
Next one. You want history or do you want science first?
I like history. That's
history,
good.
Okay. Here we go.
Here's some news. All of the ice resurfacers in the world today are tractors at one point.
Yes, we talked about that. That was a big... Some guy got real upset, says, who calls Zamboni's tractors?
Yeah. Like, pretty much everybody.
Everyone. So, yeah.
My good friend, his grandfather, started Olympia Ice Resurfacers. He got in a fight with Frank Zamboni. Frank Zamboni said, stay out of the NHL ranks. And he said, that's fine. I'll take every rink in between. And they are a far superior machine than a Zamboni.
There you go.
Laser technology. Lasers, boys. Lasers.
Okay, lasers.
Olympia, life is good. In amp, triple in amp.
I don't know what that is.
Great ending.
Yeah.
I don't know what
life
that has to do with history.
Good.
What is
that? In-app, triple in-app.
Oh, a little story about...
That was good. About how the two
ending.
Different machines came to be, right?
Yeah.
Put that ending on our random sound drop thing. That was great.
Life is good. Yeah. In-app, triple in-app.
Yeah. Still don't know what he's saying.
It doesn't matter.
I don't even care. I hope it's nothing bad.
Figure it out.
And then your science one?
Yeah, science one. This guy is amazed.
So yesterday I'm watching YouTube, like I always do every night. I'm watching that SpaceX video where they're landing the rockets. It's just absolutely amazing, you know? Like, these rockets are flying to space, and then half of them are falling back to Earth, and they're just landing. So I go to show my wife, and she's just like, yeah, you showed me this already. And I'm like, wait, do you not realize how amazing this is? Like, it doesn't even look real. They're landing on the Earth. They're falling hundreds of miles an hour, hurtling towards the Earth, and then they just right and then land. Is it just me, or like, am I the only person who finds that absolutely fascinating? Like, that's just crazy. It's crazy. And everyone's just like, yeah, you know, rockets, whatever.
It's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's true.
Well, it is something that I should be very impressed by that I'm not impressed by at all.
I know, and I don't...
But I should be.
Yeah, like, I'm aware of the amount of a brain power that goes into figuring that out. It is, like, 1,000 times beyond my capability, and much respect to those people that are that smart.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've seen rockets go into space our whole
lives,
basically.
They come back and land.
Oh, okay.
Perfectly, unless they blow up.
Yeah.
Which they do.
Every second one blows up, and then the next one works.
Like, you're right. Like, it's crazy. I see one going, I'm like, oh, yeah. Rockets.
I will be, I'm not, like, I know Jason cares zero for space.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Zero.
It's not a priority in my life.
I will be excited when people are on Mars.
Sure. Like
when people are on another planet.
Yeah, if you could live there, sure.
That is exciting to me. Like, the opportunity of our species spreading beyond our planet is exciting.
Yeah.
I do find that exciting. Yeah. And if we ever figure out a way to travel far distances in space.
Once it's plausible and I don't have to stay in the vehicle that I went there in.
That's crazy.
It's just like being in a lockdown, right?
And I want the space program to continue to get funded, and I want it, like, that's the future of our species, to expand beyond this planet. But whether, because a rocket can pull off a sweet landing, to be honest,
one time I was out on a snowmobile and I had to change the spark plug and it worked, and I was more impressed with that than I was with a rocket.
Which is,
I shouldn't be.
No, he knows. We're all aware.
But I just don't have it in me. I don't care.
Hmm. Do like something new.
Good. In app, triple in app.
That's for me, man. Yeah,
that's the noise I made when the snowmobile fired.
Good. In app, triple in app.
Let's go. I hope he's not saying something horrible.
I hope so.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Hey, welcome to it. Text us your questions. We'll answer as many as we can.
Have you ever licked a pen before using it? No, I have not.
He is a joke.
Why they used to do that? Like when they had quills or something?
Yeah, they had
to get them moist. They would soak up the ink.
Moist.
Yeah, I know it does nothing. But when the pen won't work, sometimes like your magic spit's going to fix the lack of ink inside the tube. But whatever. What's the biggest scene you've seen someone make in public?
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Like, that I knew or that I didn't know?
It's anything.
That was like a drunk joke that was just trying to...
Biggest scene.
Or like an actually rage scene.
I was in...
So many.
One of a cool place in the world. I was on the Champs-Élysées in Paris.
Oh, listen, jeez, fancy guy.
Who's
got the money now?
Setting the scene where it was. So, like, everyone's in a good mood, this and that, and we were eating outside on a patio, and, like, an American guy bumped into, like, a British guy's chair. And then they got in like a weird argument in the restaurant. Everyone was just watching these two guys like chirp each other from 8 feet away. And it was like, what?
Yeah, just sit down.
Just sit down. They were screaming at each other.
I don't really know.
I don't usually see it.
I don't know if I've seen anyone create a big scene before.
Mm. I had a high school girlfriend. Make the most of
like when you were in high school too.
Yeah.
Okay.
yeah.
Just saying, we should point that out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what it's like.
Just lose it over like some. She's had a few drinks over something that was not even real, and she's screaming in front of like a whole bunch of people, and then I like put my arms on her shoulders to like just say calm down, and then she like kicked me in the shins.
Bad idea.
Oh wow.
Took off the promise ring I gave her back.
Look at this guy.
And like. Threw it at me and stormed out of the house.
You dodged a bullet with that one.
She turned out to be okay long term. She's not, but at the time it was a bit, what?
You guys have a constant honey-do list at home like I do. What are some of the things on that list? Well, I mean, everyone has stuff to do if you own your own home, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, there's a list.
I have some gutters to clean out, in the spring. Probably re-caulk the windows.
There's like a spring maintenance list, and there's like a small house improvement list that we can do that's like minimal money. And then there's like if we win the lottery, what we would do.
To the house some of the snow I piled got too heavy on one piece of like the front of a deck, you know, like that lattice type stuff. Broke it. I got to fix that now.
Oh, yeah.
You guys wear hats mainly as accessories or for function?
Function.
Function for me. Yeah. Keeps my hair out of my face.
I go through hat phases. Like, I won't wear hats for a long time, right. and then all of a sudden I'm
Well, you will in the summer because you're bald and you burn the top of your head.
But he's worn a hat, like, for the last, like, 6 months. And you, like, for, like, 5 or 6 years, you didn't wear
a hat. I barely wore hats, And now I don't know.
Sometimes you just get a hat that fits well and feels nice, so you wear it.
Maybe you've finally given up shaving your head every 2 days.
Well, that's it, too. I can be lazier with the head shaving. And I found that if I get the mesh back hat, because I used to not wear hats because they make my head itchy.
Too hot, yeah.
But now that I just wear the mesh backs, then I'm okay.
Free.
Yeah. I can breathe.
Hey, I know Jamie said he wasn't going to practice, but please tell me he brought a Capri Sun in so he can put his money where his mouth is. Well,
sort of. Well, it was impossible.
He didn't practice.
I did not practice.
If you're wondering what we're talking about, yesterday a guy said, well, it was made public that a guy said a Capri Sun fastest drinking record.
16.65 seconds, which seemed long to us.
That's from just sitting in front of you. So you have to pop the straw off the package, get it out of the plastic, jam it in the Capri Sun and drink it. Now, Jamie said, I can do that in 16
no
seconds.
No problem.
No, and Jamie already has 3 world records. So we thought, well, let's set a 4th. Now, unfortunately, though, Jamie discovered yesterday, Capri Sun in that format is not sold in Canada.
Ah.
But you got a Kool-Aid pouch.
A jammer?
Kool-Aid jammer.
Which is exactly the same size, same format, same everything. Same thing. So we'll just set a Kool-Aid jammer record, and they can do whatever they want with it, you know?
There is one thing different than this record, fellas.
What?
I will be breaking a record, not setting one. For the first time, I will be breaking a record, setting one.
Well, you got to do it first. But.
No, I know. If achieved.
Yeah. And we're going to do that, what, about an hour and a half?
Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, but he's got to warm up. Yeah. He's got to stretch
his
lips.
Set your alarms. You don't want to miss this.
Yeah. Hey, how often do you get to hear a world record being set?
That's true.
You know, come on now. Don't knock it.
Take what I said however you interpret it.
And that is it for another edition of
Instant Answer Questions.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Hi. How's everyone doing?
Wicked.
You guys ready? 5 questions, 30 seconds. You can pass and come back at any question you want. The first, but you got to get them all in. Your first answer for each one is the one that counts, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. And who's our contestant?
Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. You ready?
Good. I'm ready.
You been stretching your brain out a bit or what?
I'm trying as best I can.
All right, man. All right. Good luck to you.
All right, Mike, your time will begin after I read the first question. What American city was Pat Garrett, the man who famously gunned down Billy the Kid, from?
That'd be El Paso.
What sport is associated with March Madness?
Basketball.
Spell variant.
M-A-R-I-O-N.
What did Colonel Jacob Schick start selling 90 years ago today?
What? Chicken?
What would you rather toss around, a frisbee or play hacky sack?
Frisbee.
All right.
All right.
Let's see how you did.
Yeah.
Would you rather toss around a frisbee or play hacky sack? You said frisbee. That is the answer that's written here. I don't know.
About 50-50.
Yeah, about 50-50.
I'd go either way on that
depends.
One.
Depends where I am. If I'm at a beach, I'd like a frisbee. If I'm just
in a parking lot.
In a parking lot. I don't know.
That's fair.
But we'll give you that one.
Yeah.
Okay. What did Colonel Jacob Schick start selling 90 years ago today? Your answer was chicken. That is incorrect.
Yeah.
It was the first electric razor.
Oh,
the Schick razors, right?
Ah, right.
Imagine the cuts that thing gave.
The first one?
The first electric face razor. Oh, God.
Like the Grinch when he tries to shave himself. Cuts everywhere. Yeah. We asked you to spell variant, and you spelled the
Marian.
Name Marion.
Yeah.
So that was incorrect. What sport is associated with March Madness? You said basketball. That's right. And the American city that Pat Garrett, the man who famously gunned down Billy the Kid, was from, it was indeed El Paso.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
So you didn't win, Mike. Sorry.
That's all right, buddy.
You got me on the trick question.
The trick question. How to spell something?
How to spell variant?
Well, as soon as you said colonel, I just spit out chicken.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah. But you lost before that anyways, Ben. So obviously not enough brain stretches.
No.
But you have a great day.
Yeah, Colonel Marion Schick.
Yeah. He thought you said chicken, but he had a better phone connection because he misheard two words, were both very key to the question. Yeah. How do you spell dog? Q-U-I-E-T.
What?
This wasn't even close. Was it kind of close? I guess very. Sort of a little bit. I don't know.
What an odd word to ask someone to spell. Marion.
I didn't even think of that.
Spell or Richard.
All right. Hey, there's a craft beer that got a complaint and like a craft beer company, and they did a great thing with it. So we'll play that in a bit.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And anyone who runs anything gets complaints. What you do with those complaints is, you know, it's up to you.
We get great ones.
We got a good one yesterday, too.
Yeah, we did get a good one yesterday. But this isn't about us. This is about a craft beer company.
Yeah.
Who they're from Virginia. And they're called Beals. Okay. And they debuted a new beer after something an angry customer emailed them after
a bad experience at the...
Well, the manager asked them to wear a mask.
Yeah. Right.
And they talk about it a bit. If you want to play here, listen.
It is directed towards me, for sure. I was the so-called, you know. We had to end up calling the cops on him because he would not leave the premises, and he also assaulted a staff member.
The only way that we could, at least on ours.
Okay, so that's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
So came in, wouldn't wear a mask, assaulted a staff member, and then wrote a nasty email after.
But the email had a derogatory statement about the manager.
Yes.
It said, the manager is bitch.
Yeah, not There's a clearly a missing there. So they named
your manager, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
your manager. Yeah,
yeah. Your manager is bitch.
So that's what they named the beer.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
The only way that we could, at least on our side, was through beer. We decided to support our staff for the backlash that they have been receiving, basically by labeling it.
No other perfect way to stand up for all of the people that have been pretty much, like, abused during all of this.
So the beer is called Your Manager is Bitch.
Because of a line in an email. That's
great. Amazing. It's amazing.
It'll probably be a bestseller, too.
Oh, 100%. I love, like, when people put their, like, restaurants or whatever and they get a bad Yelp review by some jackass.
Unpleasable.
And then they put it on the chalkboard outside the restaurant.
Yeah.
Come in for great beer and great food or the worst service in the history of all, according to Karen on Yelp.
I love it.
Like, sometimes when we'll get complaints here, people will text us or whatever, and they'll say, I didn't like the way you talked about the weather today.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, well, and then I'm not going to listen anymore. I'm like, you do one better. You're not allowed to listen anymore.
And they're all listening when I want to.
Right. We have a friend in this industry who actually has a pretty good... He'll read these emails, but in like the old, in like an old English accent, Masterpiece Theater.
Yeah.
And they're always the ones with the most typos. Who is you think you are now?
No, it's great.
This makes you laugh.
Yeah.
So great job. That's a great sense of humor by this guy.
It is. Yeah. Well done.
Your manager is bitch.
And the best way to deal with these wankers, you know, like really. Make fun of them.
Yeah.
Make them feel so much worse.
Yeah.
Maybe adjust their behavior at some point. Maybe.
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 The Biggs and Barr Show.
And we're having difficulty because this might be our toughest one yet to narrow down.
It really is a tough Tops. Tops is our totally official polling survey. We take the top five in no order, but just the five best of something. This week we're asking for non-food smells, and the participation, as always, is insane. Ooh. But it's really hard to narrow down. It really is.
It is. So, there's lots of smells out there.
Here's some other ideas here.
How about a fresh coat of veneer on hardwood floors? That's a nice smell.
It's a nice look. I'm not a fan of the smell.
It's a bit strong. Yeah, a bit of a headachey smell. But hey, whatever gets you through it, you know?
Yeah, do it.
I got an oddly specific Tops smell for this week.
Okay.
The bottom of a road hockey stick at the end of the game. Get that asphalt. Kind of burning smell. Ooh, that's good living.
I don't know that smell. Okay.
I know the exact smell.
That's crazy. That is oddly specific. Stick after road ice?
Yeah, like you're putting it away or something like that, and
really,
you can smell it.
I hadn't noticed that one.
I don't think that's popular enough and widespread enough. It might be a good smell. I'm just not.
It is oddly specific, though. He was right.
Yeah.
Another oddly specific one here.
Okay.
The smell of a mid to late October day. Maybe it's 5 to 10 degrees out. It's been raining. the leaves are down. You can smell the damp rot, and you catch a whiff of a wood-burning fire somewhere in the distance. Just the wind blows it through. Definitely, 100%, that's going to be the most popular one, guaranteed.
I'm with him on the wood-burning smell. Yeah. I don't like the rest of it.
I like the smell of fall.
Oh,
I do.
It's all more right. of a scenario, though, but whatever.
Well, we'll keep them coming. We'll play a little STP here and come back with some more on Shea 106.
Biggs and Bar Show, good morning to you. We're talking tops, our totally official polling survey. This week, it's non-food smells. The amount of entries we've had is unreal. Suggestions, I guess, no real entries. I think we're going to lay down a few that I've made the list.
Okay.
Already. This is one of Jamie's earliest suggestions, and a whole bunch of people have definitely piled on top of it, but hockey arena smell.
First game of the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Early morning hockey rink.
That is, it's a very Canadian smell.
Yeah, I like that smell.
Very familiar to a lot, and I think it's a great smell. So that is on our list.
Wow.
That has officially made the top five.
All right.
You know what no one suggested? I mean, someone recently suggested a Sharpie, but, like, remember those big old markers that the teachers would use on, like, those flip chart papers?
Yeah.
Oh, like the magic big permanent markers.
Yeah.
No one said that.
Well, probably because it wasn't good for you to be huffing on markers.
No one said whiteout either.
Oh, whiteout. I didn't really like the smell of whiteout.
Yeah. We got some more Dougies here?
We do.
Fresh can of tennis balls. I love the smell of a fresh can of tennis balls.
I have no idea what that smells like.
I know exactly what it smells like, and I don't know if I like it, but I do know that when I open a can of fresh tennis balls, I can't stop smelling it. So maybe
you don't
like it,
but you keep smelling it?
I don't know if I like it.
I have no idea what that smells like.
Really?
You know exactly what it smells like. You were part of the tennis club.
See, damn
and
it.
And you wore a stupid token on your shoelace.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you were part of the tennis club.
He regrets telling us that.
That's right. At your country club.
To come up.
Yeah,
not country club. Yeah. Just it's a summer camp thing my parents put me in.
Yeah.
It's not my fault that I was a gifted athlete in all sport.
Summer camp where all the golf carts are made by Mercedes.
Yeah. The camp uniform
it's
was
now
a
lumberyard. Just to
day.
Show you how yeah, well yeah. it did. It's now a lumberyard.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We got more. Phone call. We got more.
Best non-food smell, I would say pipe tobacco or unlit cigars.
Raw tobacco is one of my favorite smells in the whole world. It really is. My grandpa used to have a pipe, and he used to just go there and sniff his
sniff your grandpa's pipe?
Yeah.
That is a great smell.
I was going to say his pouch, and then I thought that sounds way worse than his pipe.
Well, does it?
But
someone has suggested arena fries. I do love the smell of arena fries.
That's food.
That's food, though. It's remember? Food, yeah. It's a food smell.
We have another oddly specific one.
Okay. Fire it in.
Favorite non-food smell would be a diesel engine. Specifically, a 1993 5.9 liter Cummins.
Oh, wow, that's specific.
I know exactly what that. Everyone knows
I don't know
that
what
smell.
It is, but I just love the smell of diesel exhaust.
You know, it's a great smell. My friend Steve.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what Steve smells like.
I don't know if diesel engine is going to make the list. I'm not sure.
Two-stroke has to make the list.
Maybe two-stroke.
It's a great smell.
Yeah, diesel engine is a totally different smell.
I'm making it official. Can I make it official? Do we need a group decision? We need two out of three of us to decide?
Yeah. I think it's in the top five.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Put that in
there. So two-stroke and...
But not diesel engine. Diesel engine, if I could say, it smells like flat black paint. Like if you could identify a smell with a color, that's what it is. That's not good.
Well... Two-stroke is.
Yeah,
and
different.
So is early arena.
Early morning arena.
We've had lots of suggestions for fresh-cut grass, but I don't know.
I like it.
It's not my favorite.
You don't like it?
No.
Neither of you?
Really? No. I mean, whatever.
When you're driving through the field, and you got the windows down, late spring, and you catch a whiff, and you go...
That's just spring to me. That's not cut grass, baby.
No, I don't like cut grass.
It doesn't smell like cut grass to me. There's a guy who mowed a lawn a lot of days, once or twice. Shut your mouth. My parents bought a old-ass house on a huge lot that I had to mow.
Right.
I had to mow the front, which took about 2.5 hours, and my younger stepbrother, Jerkwad, had to mow the back, which was like a 4x4 piece of grass. That's my memory
did
of
Did you just
grass.
Ride on the
no.
back of the ride-on lawnmower?
I didn't have a lawnmower.
When the gardener drove it around?
Yeah. The help.
I had to push it around.
Oh, yeah.
And when I really got mad, I would go over one of the stumps.
That's it. I'm heading to the tennis club.
Enough of this.
Enough of this garbage.
I got a tennis lesson.
I got stains in my Stan Smith.
It's a very specific reference to shoes. Yeah. They're tennis shoes.
Well, at least you knew what they were, right?
Damn it. All right. So, early morning arena and two-stroker on. Get yours in the Dougie line because we're going to nail it down firmly tomorrow. It's our tops this week. Top non-food smells. 216-3849.
Bigs and Bar Show on Shay 106. With Best Call Wins.
That's right. Call us for any reason you want at all. Any reason. And the best one wins. The one we feel is the best.
613-750-1061. We have our friend Heavy Duty
Heavy
on the line.
Heavy Duty for a contest.
Hey, what gives, guys? What's up?
Why are you calling us today, Heavy Duty?
Well, I would say I've got a joke for y'all. Oh,
okay.
Okay.
All right,
what you got?
All right. So now, how many radio announcers does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know, man.
Oh, come on, man.
How many?
Three.
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
What was that? Three. There you go. You go. All right.
Joke.
Okay.
Why three, though?
Hey, why three?
Okay. One to change the bulb.
Yes.
Right.
And two to turn the fridge.
Am I missing? Oh, because you hold the light bulb.
Very dumb.
Oh,
is that the joke?
I love you guys, man.
We love you too, buddy.
All right.
You guys are incredible, man.
Thanks. You bring sunshine into a potentially dreary morning, man.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
We appreciate that. You're great.
All right.
A kiss in our butt's not going to
help. Hold on. You might win. The other calls might absolutely suck.
Yeah.
We got Mark here.
Hey, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. Why are you calling for Best Call Wins?
Well, I come up with a riddle. I heard it a long time ago, and I thought the listeners might find it interesting.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Basically, Jamie's walking down the road, and after a hungover bar brawl, he's trying to get from Ottawa to Smiths Falls, and he comes to a fork in the road. And there you can go left or right on the fork, obviously. There's a guy sitting at each fork who looks identical. They're twins, and they're leprechauns, actually, because it's a belated St. Patrick's joke.
Okay.
And you can ask either guy any question you want, but you can only ask them one question. The thing is, one guy always lies,
right,
and one guy always tells the truth, but they look identical, so you can't tell them apart.
Okay.
So you can ask one guy one question to determine the proper
way to Smith's Falls
fork to take.
Okay.
Have you ever heard this before? You got any insight on that?
No.
I've heard it, but I don't remember the answer.
You can ask either guy. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. One question.
Yes, you say, which way would he tell me to go? And then you go the opposite way.
The guy tells you the truth.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter who you ask.
Right.
You say, which way would he tell me to go? And he'll go the opposite way.
Okay. Because if he's
if he's lying.
You understand
lying,
the logic? He'll lie.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
I can call you back and explain it later if you need more.
No, we got it.
Because the guy who always lies would tell you that the lie answer from the guy that's the truth would be the opposite way. The guy who always tells you the truth would tell you the lie answer because it's the other guy would be lying.
We just weren't enthusiastic about it because you read it like an IKEA instruction manual instead of a joke. So
I got it. We got it.
All right, hold on.
All right, hang on.
That ever comes up in your life now, everyone. You know.
You got it.
All right.
Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. It's Best Call Wins. Why are you calling?
I was just calling to say thank you for a little bit of fresh air in terms of your last comment regarding the lockdowns. I don't see in terms of the hospital system being overwhelmed, and I think that's the first time I've heard someone in the news media say, why are we going back into the red when it doesn't seem like anything has really changed?
It doesn't.
It doesn't seem like
I'm sure the professionals know better than I do, though. I do have faith in the people that are pros. It's just frustrating, obviously, for all of us. And sometimes you got to take your frustration out. But, yeah, I mean, I don't really see the difference.
I just have to say, the lockdowns, if it didn't work the first and second time, why are we going into another one, right?
Well, they did.
They did work to an extent. I mean, that's just for it to stop it completely is impossible. They're doing their best.
Yeah.
So I didn't mean that comment to rile up everybody to start an anti.
It's just you're flooded with so much information.
Yeah.
I don't pay too much attention to it. I just keep doing what they ask me to do and go on with my day.
And I will say, some of the precautions that are put in aren't the proper. It just seems confusing to me why they keep hurting businesses that are following the rules and not spreading. It's more of a business. Like, let's help them, but shut down people's personal garbage. But business, it just seems weird. That's all. That's all.
Yeah.
All right. And
we got low key Pete on the phone.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
We're great. What do you got for us today for best call wins?
Here we go. It's more of a kind of, a public service announcement. So I'm dog sitting my ex-wife's Yorkie right now.
Yeah.
Figure that one out. Anyway, so I got up early, you know, the things. Yorkies are cute little guys, and he's bopping around. Take me out. So I get up. I live in an apartment complex. I walk around, and oh, my gosh, the poo. The poo. Maybe this is a new non-food smell. I don't know, unless it's food for some people. But, in the spring when, you know, the snow's melting. I'm walking around this huge complex. Like, there's 30 buildings where I live, and I walk around. They have poo, but they'll ask, the company installed poo bag stations every, like, 30 feet. Uh-huh. Please pick up your poo. And there's even dog poo around the poo bag station. I'm serious. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to be a good Samaritan. I'll just pick up poo, randomly pick up some poo with all these bags they provide. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? And so I'm doing it. Well, I end up coming back to my apartment with about 45 bags full of poo.
You picked it all up yourself.
Wow.
Well, not all of it, but I picked up like a mile, but I couldn't hold any more of it because...
Was there not a garbage can around there?
I dumped a few in, but then the last run before my apartment, there's no garbage can. I must have picked up about 100 bags of poo just to, you know, be a good guy.
Where is it now?
Hopefully the ladies will look out the windows of their apartments and go, oh, look at that guy.
Yeah, that's what attracts ladies, picking up poo.
Well, you pick up poo.
You're like, you can take their poo. You know what I mean? Oh, look at him. He's taking all that poo. He may be able to take my poo.
Well,
that's disgusting.
I don't mean actual poo.
I know what you're saying, but it sounds
good. You're like reverse poo Santa out there. What'd you do with all the poo when you got back?
Well, I flushed down my toilet.
No. Why? Pete.
Well, what else am I supposed to do?
You put it in the garbage. Not his own garbage, though. No, but like you can put it you can put it in the green bin.
Like, I don't put my poo in the green bin. I put my poo in the toilet.
That's very true. That is an accurate point.
Maybe, oh, my God. I just thought of something. The poo water. Uh-oh.
Oh, you think you're the one raising the COVID numbers?
That was a bad joke.
That's
I'm sorry.
Pete, I can't imagine why you're watching your ex-wife's dog.
You're a good man, Pete.
All right, we got Heavy Duty, had a very mediocre joke.
But he's the nicest guy in the world, yeah.
We had Mark, who lacklusterly explained a riddle to us. Steve, who hung up. And then we got Poo Picker Up Pete.
I think it's got to be Pete.
All right,
Pete's the winner. Yeah, I think low-key Pete wins for best call.
You're the winner, Pete.
All right, man. You got yourself a lottery pack, I'm assuming, right? Max or $6.49.
That's
fine. I should probably know. It doesn't
matter. Lotto Max. You know that means you got to give us $1 million each, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, you guys are getting money.
Nice.
If I win.
All right. Damn right we are. We had to listen to your
thanks, Pete.
4-hour poo story. You better get some money.
Yeah. He did a nice thing.
Of course he did. And he's a good guy.
And then clogged up his apartment sewage system.
Jamie's going to attempt to set a new world record.
So exciting.
Woo! It's coming up right here on Shea 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
If you're just joining us.
What a day this is going to be.
We're about to all embark on a remarkable journey.
Yep, together.
Where our friend Jamie here tries to set his fourth world record.
Not just his fourth world record. He's going to attempt to break a world record today.
Yeah. Now, there's been some pro tips on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people giving him some advice. Now, the record is drinking a Capri Sun.
Yeah.
The fastest. That means with it sitting on a table, straw attached, the pouch Capri Sun, popping it, you know, from the second, not even touching it. So grabbing it, pulling the straw off, opening the straw, punching the bag, and drinking.
Right.
Somebody set a new world record, 16 seconds.
16.65.
Okay.
Which seems long, but.
But Jamie. There are no Capri Sun in that
format in Canada.
No. We have a
Kool-Aid Jammer.
Kool-Aid Jammer.
That's the same thing.
It's identical. It's basically identical. So We're going to see if we can break 16.65 seconds.
We got a pro tip here on the Dougie line.
Yeah. Jamie, pro tip for when you do the Capri Sun record, blow into the bag before you start sucking out. We used to have races when we were kids, and the pressure that blowing into the bag adds is the key to getting it forced into your mouth quicker.
That makes sense.
Key tip, man.
However, I risk breaking one of the rules set by Guinness.
Yeah,
well, of spillage.
Yeah, I did look, and there's nothing that says you can't blow into the bag, but it does say all liquid must be consumed using the straw. None may be spilled.
Yeah.
So you're taking a chance if you blow
it's
into
true.
It.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah. Always take a chance of spillage when you're blowing into
stuff.
It's
true.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, but we'll get to that.
Woo! Butterflies here.
I bet.
You nervous?
Yeah, I am nervous. It's all right.
You have 3 world records already.
I know.
Never broken
one,
though.
You're a vet, man. You got this.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Nothing is as big as the story we're about to do right now.
Oh,
because
sorry.
Our man, James, is getting set to break a world record.
If you are newly listening to probably the world's best morning show. You might not know that our friend Jamie here has set 3 world records already. He has most pennies placed on a face, not
a
stacked.
A bearded face, yeah.
Yeah, not stacked.
Placed on a beard with 54. We made a song about it. It was a number one hit in Europe. he did most non-consecutive
soccer ball keep-ups.
Wearing flip-flops in a 2-minute radio break.
Right.
How many was that? 80-something?
82.
82.
And then... most recently,
yeah,
the pickles.
Yes, the most.
How many pickles you stacked?
Pickles. I don't.
It was 173, if I recall correctly.
Is that what it was? 173,
something like that.
Ooh. But another world record.
Pickle slices on his face.
Now, in the news yesterday, there was a man who set a world record for drinking a Capri Sun pouch in under 17 seconds.
16.65. Yep.
Now that means from like not just drinking it, you have to pull the straw off. Pull the straw out of the package, puncture the Capri Sun pouch, and drink it. Jamie scoffed at this.
It seems
literally
long.
Ha ha!
Yeah,
said,
I can beat that.
What a joke.
Guffaw!
So we challenged him to set a new world record, which
we're set to do
doing
it today. So there are no Capri Suns in Canada. No one sells them. So we have a Kool-Aid jammer, which is the same thing.
Same size, same pouch, same straw, same everything.
So Jamie, put it on the desk in front of you.
It's here.
Okay? So you have to start with both hands placed on the table surface, okay?
Okay. Can I read the rules?
Yeah, I am reading the rules.
Okay.
Okay?
He just started. That was a rule.
So, sorry, I'm nervous.
When we give you the start signal, Chris, you start him, okay?
Yeah, I got the clock.
Okay. I will time it as well, just so we can,
you know,
in case there's a
problem. I'll film it, you time it. Good?
Okay, that sounds good. So at the given start signal, you may lift your hands to reach for the straw. You have to unwrap it from the plastic and use it to pierce the pouch in the normal way, they say, before beginning to drink. Now, there's no rule against blowing into the bag, as our caller suggested, to give it a little bit of pressure. But all liquid must be consumed using the straw. If you spill any amount of liquid, you are disqualified.
Now, you have a few pouches in case you have some spilling here. Right.
I have not practiced.
Why wouldn't you practice?
Because I said I wasn't going to practice, right, and I'm a man of my word. Oh. I've never told any kind of lie in my life.
All right, so at the end of this, which is a lie right there.
Yeah.
At the end of this, what you have to do is open your mouth to show me that you have no liquid left in your mouth.
Okay.
Like, reasonably.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Do you have your stop clock?
I have it ready to go.
Stop clock. Got a stop clock ready? All right.
Let's get to this.
Oh, do we need a countdown, James?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Hands on the desk.
Do you want to turn off the music there just to make
it?
Just to make it legit here.
Okay, everyone be very quiet because this is very serious business. Jamie is about to break a world record for drinking a juice
pouch
thing. Very, very scientific.
Don't make him laugh.
I don't want to.
Got to be focused. Okay.
Are you ready?
Wait, am I going on go or one?
I don't know.
3, 2, 1, go. How about go?
Okay,
yeah,
Chris,
go on, go.
You want me to count?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're
right,
controlling the clock.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go. There he goes. He's opening it. He's punctured it. He's got it in his mouth. He is sucking
it
back.
Come on, go, 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 go.
Come on.
Go.
Can you do it?
Go.
Can you do it?
Empty.
We have a new world record!
Oh my
Yeah!
Look at this.
15.98
seconds. Look at that.
Amazing. Wow.
By that almost amazing. A full second.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, Guinness, you paying attention? Woo. Our boy's got four.
And all for just sucking back this Kool-Aid jammer that's in my hand right now.
You destroyed that. That was flawless.
And it was tasty.
Flawless. From the straw punch through the plastic to you took a little.
I fumbled a little on the straw after getting it in.
Half a second. That cost you half a second right there. But you still did it. Oh. You still did it. Four-time world wrecking holder. Wrecking? What am I even
You're
saying?
Too excited.
I'm so excited.
We might have a problem.
What?
What's the problem? Don't.
Well.
Don't. Just don't.
Well, I have to.
Why do you have to?
According to the rules, it has to be any commercially available, unmodified 200 milliliter Capri Sun pouch.
Okay.
What does it say on the box? How many mils are in this box?
You're 20 mils short.
Absolutely not.
No, come on.
It says 180 milliliters.
Oh my God. I'm looking up Capri Sun.
So you may have tied the record if you factor in those extra 20 milliliters.
No, absolutely not.
That's garbage. 20 mils wouldn't have made a difference.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think at all. How big was the pouch in the world record? What?
I should even get more time. 177 milliliters Capri Sun.
No. It says right here in the rules from Guinness, it says 200 milliliter Capri Sun.
How am I supposed to drink more juice than there is?
I don't know, man. But I don't think it counts.
I don't know what to do here. Wait, so was the pouch set on the world record 177 mils or was it 200 mils? Why does Capri Sun have different pouch
sizes? Why do you have a 23 different milliliters?
I don't know. I'm glad you brought these in because they're delicious.
I'm going to stop recording. Well, I mean, you have the Kool-Aid one.
Oh, I got the Kool-Aid Jammers record?
Yeah, you got the Kool-Aid Jammers record. Right. That one's set. No, that's yours. You might have five world records. You have one for the Kool-Aid Jammer because you just said it. Nobody else has done it.
Sure.
So you got it. And then, you know, if it's comparable to the Capri Sun. We might have to do this again. We might have to get...
It's tainted.
A 200 milliliter Capri Sun.
How do you get that?
I don't know. Some American friends, some listeners. We got lots of listeners on our podcast all across the world.
Send it to them.
Send it to us. But for now, you still got four.
Jeez, man.
You got the Kool-Aid Jammer record. You got the Kool-Aid Jammer record that is set.
Right.
And then if we get some Capri Sun, we'll... But it's got to be the 200 mil.
Yep. Why don't we drink these more often? These are delicious.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah, well, we need to focus on our friend over here.
The ebbs and flows of being a record setter.
I know,
Yeah.
All right, well, congrats on your fourth.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. I don't know why Jason had to even say anything. No one even knows.
You kept your mouth shut.
You can't help it.
Can't lie to the people. You told us you've never lied in your life.
That's also true.
Say what I said.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Text any question you want. We'll answer it.
762-555.
Not always.
You're still on a high.
I'm coming down. I'm crashing after that world record setting by Jamie for Kool-Aid Jammer.
Yeah.
Under 16 seconds.
15.98 seconds.
Some questions about the Capri Sun. But you would have to be a Capri Sun anyways to set the Capri Sun record.
That's true.
This was just to see if you could hang, and you can hang. So if anyone can get us the 200 milliliter pouches of Capri Sun.
Or tell us where to get them.
Well, people are saying order on Amazon.
But those are the American ones.
A lot of them are Americans, which are 177 milliliters. It's the British ones that are 200 milliliters, and that the world record was set.
So if anybody listening works with our prime minister or anything, if you can get like Boris Johnson on the line.
That'd be great.
And maybe, he'll send over some...
Yeah,
sure. Like UK's.
Or like one of the royal family, like that, what's his name there? Grandpa Death, the guy that looks like a vampire, ate another vampire.
Prince Philip.
Yeah, Prince Philip. Looks like a vampire who's been drained by a vampire.
So you think he's going to send us some Capri Sun?
Probably not.
I don't think he has the strength to lift a pouch off the table, but I mean, whatever. Who am I? That's not what we're talking about right now. No. Right now we're talking about texting us questions, please.
Yeah, 762-555.
Any topic, any subject.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hi-oh.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Have you ever been mad at someone about something that you later realized happened in a dream? No.
No, I don't think so.
No. Not mad. I've maybe called them and said, you did, like, not the second I woke up, yeah. But at a convenient time and been like, hey, you did this. This
was my dream.
It's hilarious. Sure. Yeah. Like, these two guys left me to die in a
dream.
That's
right. We watched you. You were being chased by something on a snowed over highway, and we watched you from an overtop bridge.
It was apocalypse times.
Oh, and what were we supposed to do?
I was running down a highway, being chased by a zombie horde, basically. Mm. And I was running under a overpass, and you two were standing looking down at me, smiling.
Smiling or just... Yeah.
No, just like...
Like just...
Like not laughing. Like not angrily, but just like, oh, and you're going to die. Kiss. He's
like we
die.
Didn't realize what was happening. We thought you were just playing with your friends.
No, you knew. You knew. You're like, okay. Oh, sorry, man. I wish we could help. But we're just going to stay safe up here and watch you get torn apart. So it's a good dream.
Any of you guys have a motorcycle license? Yes, all three of us.
We all do. Yeah, we all right. Ultimate pet, cat or dog. I'd say statistically dogs.
Dog, yeah, I would say dog.
Like dogs will love you no matter what. Like if you treat them right, there's that clip that there's no creature on earth that will love you more than itself other than a dog.
Mm. Yeah.
Dog's the best. Absolute best. But cats, you can have cool cats too. Like Jason,
I have a great
hated
cat.
Cats his whole life. Now he's got a great cat. So, I mean, you know.
Here's a legit question.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation where your life is about to change significantly and don't know how to deal with it? I'm married with three kids, have 20 years in my job, and I'm about to lose the job. Hey. I'm trying my best to hold it together, but F.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had that a couple times, and it seems pretty bleak at that time, but it will work out for you.
Maybe. And I'm not making light of the situation, man. It's terrifying. I get it. But maybe something will open up. Like maybe a giant guy will give you a phone call after something like that happens. Save your professional career by offering you a job.
Yeah, yeah.
And then everything is happily ever after.
That could be it.
Yeah, that could happen. Yeah. No, I mean, that's awful. It's terrifying. Hopefully you have a good support system around you. And but, you know, if you, this sounds cocky, but if you're confident in that you're good at what you do, you will find a way to do it.
Yep,
you'll be all right.
I mean, it's gonna probably suck for a bit, but hopefully you have people to help you out along the way if you need it. But you know, you will get through, man. But everybody does. Any other questions that are a little less heavy? Which one of you has the biggest appendage?
Oh, Chris does. He's the biggest guy.
My legs are massive.
Arms are longer.
The largest appendage in this room is my leg.
That's true.
So I win.
I heard you guys saying you like the smell of new tennis balls. Are there any other balls you like the smell of?
Squash balls. You ever smell the new? Yeah. You ever pop the new can of squash balls and that fresh rubber smell? That's a good smell.
I don't mind a nice new orange hockey ball. A nice
does
smell.
It have a smell?
It does. Well, it's plastic.
Okay.
Fresh. Yeah, but
they're not in a package, though, usually. They're just sort of loose.
That's true.
Fresh baseballs are nice, too. Like like a brand new bag of baseballs. Great.
I think. You know, I'm not a fan of the smell of basketball. It's got a lot of people's like hand sweat on it, especially if you played outside the asphalt and stuff, and it's got that, and then your hands are
probably
all
one
dirty.
Of the most disgusting things you could touch with your face is a basketball.
An indoor basketball?
Outdoor. People
indoor
are dropping sweat,
shoes, and whatever's
on the floor.
Grossest things you could touch with your face
is a basketball. And I don't know how much time I probably spent as a youth.
Kissing basketballs?
Well, just like resting it on your chin when you're sitting there waiting or rubbing on your face.
True.
Yeah.
Like a golf ball is probably not that dirty, right? It's just got natural dirt on it.
And you hit it right off anyways.
Yeah.
basketball
probably is the foulest one.
Wow.
I never thought about that before.
All right. Well, hey, I mean, what are you going to do, right? You gotta get called out on that court. You gotta throw down.
It wouldn't surprise me if they found out a basketball caused COVID.
Yeah.
It's a dirty basketball.
Yeah. It is. And that's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
That's it for us. We're a little late, so we're going to fly quick. Have yourself a great day. Don't forget, our tops list is still in development for this week. Like, you can still get your entries in.
Best non-food smells.
Leave your messages on the Dougie line, 216-3849. And that's it.
That's it.
All right. We're late. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Bar Show.